My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Cut down day continues here on the Hoffman Show. Anthony, you made the roster. Hey! He was never in doubt. Never in doubt. Who would get? Actually, that's a road we don't want to go down. Joke cuts from the team 980. I feel like feelings could get hurt.
Ah, yeah, that would be bad. That would be bad, Mr. Hoffman.
That's why we're cutting Ryan Clary from 106.7. I'm just kidding. Just kidding, Ryan. He's down there. He doesn't know that happened. But one of you will be a snitch and tweet it to him. And I say be my guest because it was a funny joke. All right. Ongoing coverage from Ashburn. We'll get Mitch Tischler live here coming up at 5 o'clock after Dan Quinn gets done speaking. This stat from Steve Wino, just to kind of drive home one of the big points of the day. Washington drafted 33 players during Ron Rivera's time in charge. There are 12 left, Anthony. 12.
12 is insane. Can you name all 12?
Ooh, that's a great challenge. Jamin Davis, Emmanuel Forbes, Quan Martin, Sam Cosmi. Because it's not pre, or Wino's messed up. But I don't think we're talking about like pre-Rivera guys. Goodness gracious. Terry was before Diami. Any of the tight ends? No. Did any of the back? Chris Paul? Was he drafted? Was he a UDFA? I think he was drafted. So Chris Paul made it. That's 6, so I've got half of them.
Yep.
Let's see. Big Phil made it. Ridgeway doesn't count because he wasn't drafted by Rivera. I gave you BSJ. I gave you Forbes already. I don't think any of their corners. Defoe.
I was about to say.
I gave 8. You Quan already.
No, that's 9.
That's 9.
Yeah.
Hey, the linebackers? No, because I gave you Jamin already. Do you know who the other 3 are that are missing? Because are you looking at it?
Brian Robinson.
Oh, B Rob. Yeah, I was about to say I miss running back.
That's 10. And then you got
John Bates at tight end.
Oh, yep.
And then
11.
I feel like I'm missing one of the linemen. Okay, now I'm going to have to look at the roster because now we're getting into bad radio territory. Nope.
Oh, Jamin Davis.
I said Jamin.
Oh, you did?
I said Jamin off the top.
Oh, you did say those 3.
Dieter, Biotis, Allegretti, Wiley. Nope, it's not one of them. John and Duran predate him. Mathis, Farrell, no. Fowler and Walker, nope. Forbes, nope. Already said him. Percy Butler. That's who I was
missing. Oh, Percy. Ah.
So good job, Wino. Wino's correct. There's 12. Worth pointing out. That was a good little test.
Yeah.
Just, you know, as we look around the rest of the league, specifically at positions where the Commanders could use help, if there's one team that you wanted to know who some of their veteran cuts were, Anthony, who would it be?
Veteran cuts?
Yeah.
Guys
drafted perhaps by the San Francisco 49ers.
I was about to say the 49ers.
They let go of a couple offensive linemen, Ben Bartsch and Chris Hubbard. Not really sure about them. Robbie Chosen, a.k.a. formerly Robbie Anderson.
Oh, he made the team?
T.Y. McGill, defensive lineman. They let go of one of their tight ends. Trent Taylor at wide receiver. Our old pal Logan Thomas let go. Tracy Walker III, Nick Williams, and then Rakia Sin let go at corner. So
corner, yep.
If anybody from that list floats your boat, perhaps Adam Peters could be looking around there.
What do you most think, or what position do you most think we would be able to get out of the waiver wire? Or, like, you know, what position do you think they were? I would say linemen, but I don't think good linemen are going to be floating in, you know, the waiver wire kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, like, positionally, it does feel like potentially an interior swing guy. If you can get a veteran, you know, because I don't think Dieter had a very good summer.
Yeah.
But you keep him around because he's played and you know he's not going to freeze up in a big game. Like, he's capable. And I think the other thing, too, is Collinsworth talked about this the other night on the broadcast. You have Biotish as a veteran center specifically in part because you don't want a young guy with a young quarterback. You want part of that battery to be veteran. And so if, God forbid, something happens to Biotish, Dieter at the very least is a veteran who's seen some stuff. So if there's another veteran center that becomes available that you think is an upgrade on Dieter, do you make that switch? And I would say the answer should be yes, based off of how they operate. In the name of everything is competition. I think receiver is definitely interesting because you have one bullet to fire. You have one guy that you know you can get on the waiver wire as that second claim order before, you know, you have to then wait in line behind everyone else to claim someone or hope that nobody else claims a certain player. So if I'm going to prioritize my waiver claims, I definitely think that wide receiver is possible. If there's a big body type of guy, because they wound up not keeping any of those.
Yeah.
And I would say Pringle's probably the last guy in. But I would say O-lineman, wide receiver. And if there's anybody you absolutely love at corner, I could see an argument to be made there. I think those are the positions that I'd probably be looking at.
Yeah, I definitely think receiver, just because we see guys like the Tim Patricks. We see Noah Brown, who, when CJ had everybody go down, he was the guy that stepped up, won them a game. Also, when he was in Dallas, he stepped up and won them a game, or a couple of games. You got John Mechie floating around as well. No, he made the team, actually.
But, like, he could be a situation like John Ridgeway here, where he makes the team, but they're still trying to trade him
kind of thing.
You know a guy has value, then... And you feel pretty confident. If you got two or three trades on the table, you'd be like, hey, well, we don't need to have this arbitrary deadline. Like, one of y'all wants him. So who's going to give us what you want, what we want?
Yeah.
Dan Quinn, by the way, on keeping three quarterbacks, we like this quarterback room. It's such an important position that you want as many guys that are still developing and really pushing. I just think that Jaden Daniels has thrived with all these guys around. And so if they can keep all these guys around, why would they mess with it? Like, why mess with the chemistry of that room? The answer is you don't.
Yeah.
And so they didn't. And not to mention, as JP Finley points out, our colleague on Twitter, that with the preseason injury to Mariota, like, you got a rookie and then you got a guy who's been banged up. And even if Mariota is supposedly okay, what happens if you get into practice next week and he's not? Like, having Driscoll around is good insurance on that. Quinn also saying a little bit ago, says the players on the initial 53 know that there's still a lot of work left as waiver claims come in and there are plenty of roster changes to come. It's not set, but we're starting our 53 with these. So talked about Jamin Davis, talked about a couple of other things. We'll get you more of what Quinn said a little bit later on in the show. Until then, we're going to get more thoughts on the roster, on the initial 53 from our guy Mitch Tischler. He joins us next from Ashburn here on The Hoffman Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.